This conference will now be recorded.
Right, hello me Bonnie Burns, and welcome to another episode of the Poodle to Pitbull Pet Business Podcast. And this is maybe the third or possibly the fourth episode in the special mini-series I'm doing. This is the Pandemic Pet Business Podcasts. And I thought it would be cool to kind of go around the doors and see how people in my world have been affected by the lockdown and the whole COVID-19 thing. So I did a little podcast on my own. I did one with Alex, a video guy. And today, I've got a super special treat for you because I have, would be the Magnificent Five. Today it's the Magnificent Four, Fantastic Four, because Tim is with three children, should I say. So he's been a perfect house husband whilst his family's under lockdown. So Tim is unable to join us as far as I'm aware. But we've got everybody else here. I'm going to ask them all to introduce themselves very quickly. So guys, see if you can get this right. I'll just quickly say we've got Carol, Claire, Katie and Carrie. Too many C's. And K's. Christ, what am I talking about? Brilliant. Right. So, hello, everybody. You all right?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Hello.
Hiya.
Fantastic. So, I want you guys to, all of these guys have been in the podcast before. So, this can be really interesting to have a little bit of a catch up with them. For you, the listener, to have a little bit of a catch up and see how they've been affected. And by everything that's been going on, affected, not infected, hopefully not anyway. So guys, I want to know who you are. In your little introduction you're going to do for me, I want to know who you are, what you do, how long you've been in business, and then how long you've been in Dom's world. Who wants to go first?
Who's laughing?
Carol, you laughed first, you can go first.
I always laugh first. Well, I'm Carol Clark. I'm the doggy doctor and the leading trainer in Northern Ireland. And I run a business called Down Dog Training and Behaviour. I'm a dog behaviourist of many years standing now. Set up my business just under 12 years ago now. I've been in Dom's world for four. What else did you want to know? I can't remember. I should have written
that's
it down.
That is cool. Yeah, that's all we want to know. We'll go around like, I don't know what you can see, but I can see clockwise. Claire's next for me, and then we'll go Carrie and Katie.
Claire. Okay, fine. Yeah, so my name's Claire Lawrence. I run High Peak Dogs in Buxton, Derbyshire, and I help pet dog owners to better manage their barking dogs. In terms of the business, how long's that been going? 2011, 2012, however long that is. I'm not really good at maths.
2,000 years.
You are?
I thought you were going to say 2,000 years. I said, oh my God, she's been around longer than Jesus.
It used to feel like that, I'll tell you. And I don't know how long I've been in your world. What, 3 years, 3.5 years maybe?
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Claire, and thank you for joining me as well. Let's move on to Carrie.
I'm Carrie. I run Carrie's Canines in Coventry. I'm Coventry's number one puppy trainer. I also do, as well as puppy training, I do training and behaviour. We also do dog walking adventures, specialising in gun dogs, and we do luxury cat sitting too. And how long have I known you? I think I've pretty much been in your world since the business started, about 6 months after the business started. The business has been going 4 years, pretty much 3.5 years, I think.
Cool, excellent. Thank you, Carrie. Right, and Katie G next.
Hi, I am Katie Guastapaglia. I run Dogwood Adventure Play. We are we're an adventure park. Well, we're two adventure parks in the northeast of England, based on the concept of secure fields, but with so much more. I have been in Dom's world literally a year, actually. A year, because it was Impact a year ago. Yeah, so I'm one of the newer Platinum members, but it's safe to say I'm rocking it.
Oh, wow, yeah, confidence, love it, yes. And happy anniversary to us, Katie, as well. 1 year anniversary. Right, cool, excellent, guys. Thank you for the introductions. Yeah, and like I said, if you guys want to hear more of these guys' stories, you should definitely scroll back to the previous podcast, because we've all done a podcast episode with each of them where we went into full details with the story. But today, obviously, we're talking about how things have gone since we went into lockdown. So safe to say, guys, that I work with you pretty closely, even more closely and more consistently over the last 6 weeks or so. And we tend to have our businesses quite well planned out anyway, you know, don't we? We have a lot on. We do quite a lot of forward planning, 5 year, 1 year, and then 90 day plans as well. And we're going to talk in a little bit about how your plans might have changed. But just first of all, how did the whole lockdown thing, how did it affect your business, and how did it affect you when it came into force? We'll start with Katie.
Okay, so personally, I suppose it's been going on for a little bit longer because part of my family are in Italy. So we've been following things over there pretty closely, you know, a long time before things started kicking off over here. So in one degree, we were expecting it, but of course, still doesn't prepare you for the actual reality of it. Safe to say everyone's all right over there, which obviously is the most important thing. But yeah, in terms of business, our fields are still open. We're available for everybody's 1 hour of exercise per day, or one form of exercise per day. And basically, I've spoken to a lot of local authorities, so police and our MP, and they're all pretty much in agreement that Dogwood is classed as essential travel for the owners of reactive dogs. So we've been quite lucky, really, that we've been able to continue to support our clients. But in terms of training and walking, same as everyone else, really, we've had to completely pivot on that. Like everyone else at the moment, in the process of moving training online. I said it.
Thank you for that, Katie. And personally for you, how have you found it personally?
I've been all right, you know. My strategy is just to work through it. I just work through my feelings. I carry on. I've enjoyed having the time at home to sit down and do the planning. And as a result, I've changed the whole way that Scent Venture is going to work when I eventually do go back to the in-person classes. Having moved it online, it's given me a lot of time to just think things through a little bit and get things to how I really wanted them to be straight away, sorry, in the first place. But it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. So I haven't really been able to get off the hamster wheel to take some time out and to kind of think about where I want things to go, and I've been able to do that at last.
Cool, excellent. Right, let's jump to Carol then. What about you? Same question.
Well, yes, I think probably from last summer, when I really started pushing the doggy doctor side, the behaviour side, I'd already started to develop some online side for the business, which really, really helped when we got to March, because just like most of the dog trainers, our in-person classes, which were the backbone of the business, just stopped overnight. And we were in the middle of several courses, so we had to move online extremely quickly and do quite a lot of work very, very quickly over a weekend to video things like the games we would normally play and show in person. We had to put them on video to show them in the classes that we were running online. So we were able to put the initial classes online, and then we thought, well, probably it's the only way to go is to start to go online. And one of the things that you push a lot, which I think was really helpful in this, was always thinking about where are people's problems, where are they struggling? And for me, I got a lot of inquiries the first week of lockdown with people just about to get or just having got a new puppy, really concerned about how they were going to socialise their puppy in lockdown. And that led me to develop a socialisation at a distance course, which is online and people can buy. It will by next week hopefully be out as a self-study option as well, as a live course. And I wrote my fourth book, which is Help: How to Socialise Your Puppy in Lockdown, available from Amazon on Kindle and paperback. And that is all about what you can do in this time to actually socialise puppies. So that's lent me another bit of the business, really, which I wouldn't otherwise have developed. So there's opportunities in these things as well. Personally, I found the first couple of weeks really, really difficult. had a bit of a wobble the second week, set up a Facebook group and was totally amazed at the number of people who wanted to join a Facebook group where all we're doing is sharing. It's still going now, and we've got 950 members in it, and it's just a matter of showing tricks and bits of training that people can do, things to do with their dog to keep them entertained, fun ways to feed, all of the sort of things you do. And that's a nice group. It's got a big group of people, and hopefully from that we'll get them into various others of our programs as we go on.
Definitely, yeah, excellent. Yeah, this is a big part of what we've done, isn't it, to create this, taking advantage of the situation is the wrong word, because we are providing much needed help for people in our communities who have dogs, who are feeling a bit lost and a bit numb and a bit depressed, and we're giving them a bit of structure and routine, and that's what everyone's been doing. But it kind of sits right at the top of the funnel, doesn't it, where we pop people in. But Carol, you weren't the only person to write a book, because I did as well, but I wasn't the only, we weren't the only ones, Carol, because she bashed one out, as the actress said to the bishop, during the lockdown too. Tell us about that, Claire.
Yeah, sure thing. I wrote a book, everyone. Woo! I've been putting off the book writing process for a while. But I followed Dom's example, and I did a Cope with Crisis book, short book, just detailing three things that people should be doing with their barking dogs, especially, but with dogs as a whole, to help prevent behaviour problems coming after the lockdown, which is going to be a big thing, I think.
Definitely.
Did I answer the question?
Yeah, that was the question about the book. Yeah, how did you how did it hit you when it hit the lockdown and stuff? Obviously, you were still recovering from our night out in York, but
I always think you're recovering from a night out with you. No, I mean, I think of course, you know, like Carol and Katie were saying, the training side of it just completely stopped. Any in-person things weren't going to happen anymore. I guess I was kind of expecting it a little bit with watching how other countries were going. So I was fortunate that I already had an online membership, online courses, and a couple of books. But in terms of regular income, I guess it's been, you know, a struggle to not have that, which has been a big shock, actually. But I've tried to keep positive. I think it's actually been, you know, looking at the opportunity side of things, I think it's actually been a massive opportunity, and it's kind of been the making of me as more of a leader in my communities and my groups. And I'm trying to keep everything as positive as I can and keep pushing people through to do more with the dogs. And it's working. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think you good point what you made there. I certainly felt like that when with regard to you guys and the Diamond and the Gold members as well. I felt like I had to nobody held a gun to my head. I wanted to as well, you know, but I kind of thought, hey, you know, like these are my tribe, these are my guys, and I need to help them out here when they need it most. Not that I'm not help, hopefully not that I'm not helping you out anyway, but it is an opportunity, you know, and I've said before on previous podcasts, it just will separate the wheat from the chaff, you know, and this is a real opportunity for everybody to position yourself as a local hero or local heroine in your community or within your niche, or both, really, ideally. Excellent, Claire. So, Carrie, what about you? How did this all affect you? You've got a few different arms to your business, haven't you?
Yeah, so yeah, quite a few different bits going on in my business, but I could see, same as Claire, I could kind of see it come in. I was kind of keeping an eye on what was going on abroad. So with the puppy classes and stuff, obviously face-to-face training all completely stopped, but I could see it come in. So I actually went and pre-recorded two lots of my puppy classes in expectation of what was going to happen and that I was going to need the videos. So yeah, that all stopped. All my face-to-face one-to-one stopped. I do cat sittings as well. We've had cancellations, obviously, because no one's going away anymore, so everyone cancelled. I still keep getting cancellations through now until it all changes again. Because I've got bookings pretty much up to September, October. Mm. And yeah, dog walking side as well, yeah, just completely stopped. So I've had to furlough what staff I've got. So I furloughed two of my staff, so I'm getting all that sorted for them to try and keep them going as well, because obviously I've got a concern that I've got to look after people.
Yeah, for sure. And personally, from a personal point of view, how did it affect you, you know, stress-wise and whatnot?
I've generally thrown myself into work probably a bit too much. Sorry.
I said, or did you just drink and dance through the pain as normal?
Yeah, well, my social life has weirdly massively gone up.
That does not surprise me.
So, yeah, I've thrown myself probably into work a little bit too much, I'd say. I'm not probably having enough breaks from it. But I have got a lot done. I didn't realise how much I'd got done until I started looking at the amount I've got done recently. So, yeah, probably throwing myself a little bit too much work. Having breaks with online parties that a lot of people are probably doing at the minute just helps you get through it a little bit, I think, communicating with people.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. No, you have. You guys, you've done amazing. You've done absolutely amazing. Okay, so this... interestingly, I was talking to Beth about this the other day when we were out with Derek. Apart from the fact that we've obviously had to completely shut down the walking and the boarding side of things, a lot of my general day-to-day stuff that I do hadn't really changed a lot at all. In fact, my day-to-day routine hasn't really changed massively, apart from I can't go and get a cheeky quarter pound with cheese or something, you know what I mean? Like when I feel like it on lunchtime. But at the, which I do miss, by the way. Sorry, vegetarians out there. But I did similar things to some of you guys. I kind of threw myself a little bit too much into it, and then I had to step back a little bit as well. But I actually prefer, and I like having some kind of plan, you know, and some kind of routine to my day. Even if that routine some days is get up, write an email, deliver a coaching call later on, and then like for the rest of the day, sit and read in the garden or have a barbecue or something, or go for a bike ride. Do you know what I mean? I like to have this, like, I like my day to be fairly well, like, set out, and so it ticks certain boxes for me. And this is really, from a productivity point of view, I guess this is just how I get through things in general and how I get so much stuff done, because I have things on my list that I like getting done every day. But obviously the plans changed a little bit when this came along, and in some cases they changed a lot. We had to postpone Impact, you know, that happened just kind of before the lockdown came into force, really. And then who knows, we may have to postpone it again. We just don't know what, you know, at the moment, we just don't know at all. But I wanted to ask how your own plans have changed immediately. What did you do differently immediately? And how did your plans change? What did you do differently immediately? What did it make you think more about for the long term? Has your long term plan changed slightly? And finally, just what kind of a difference did it make doing the calls and stuff that we did? Again, from my point of view, you guys know I've got a mastermind coming down the line, which now I'm more determined than ever to do, because I've just seen the benefits of the kind of more intensive way that we've worked over the last 6 weeks or so, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. But anyway, yeah. So what? How have your plans changed immediately? You know, what did you have to do differently immediately? Did anything change long term for you or not? Has it focused you more? And what kind of a difference did the weekly calls and stuff that we did make? Who wants to go first?
I can't even remember the questions, but I'll have a go.
I've written them all down.
Really wants to go first in case she forgets what the three questions are by the time.
So I thought that things were going to change more dramatically than they have actually. So as you know, about 3 months ago, I launched my consultancy service. I haven't done the full launch for it yet. It was more of a soft launch, just kind of helping people that approached me. And I thought that that was going to drop off a lot during this time, but it actually hasn't. I've actually taken on two new consultant clients. So that was quite surprising. People are still kind of going forward with their own business plans as well. So the consultancy has been doing all right, actually. And the big event that I had planned, that's got a question mark over it, obviously, because last year we had like 600 people that came along to it. So I think it would be borderline excessive in these times. So yeah, that's, we'll just have to play that one by ear. I'm not sure what else has changed really. Like my long-term plans haven't, to be honest. I was quite pleasantly surprised because at first, and I said to you, Dom, I need more online content, but then I realized that I actually do have quite a lot already. So I've just been set about repurposing that. to kind of get into onto a more user-friendly format online. And in terms of having the weekly calls, it's just been, I don't know what I would have done without them, really. Things are changing so quickly that just knowing that, yeah, it wouldn't be long until we all met again to kind of hash our ideas out and bounce things around and get that support. And you've been amazing, Dom, and the rest of the Platinum group have as well, Diamond too. And yeah, I really don't know what I would have done without it. It's been absolutely invaluable to me.
Yeah, awesome. It's been invaluable to me as well, I'll be honest with you. To catch up with you guys as well. Just very quickly, something I was going to say is that I talk about speed quite a lot in with regards to marketing, implementing ideas and things. And you all proponents of that as well, with the speed that you've pivoted. I've said it again, and you know, done new things, learned new skills, put yourself in new directions and stuff. But just something I wanted to touch upon what you just said there, Katie, is given that event that we did last year, you know, the big event that you did at Dogwood was designed to do exactly what it did, didn't it? You know, put you on the map. It basically filled Dogwood. Well, you could have filled Dogwood twice over, couldn't you? You know, it was like a, now yeah. Just to me, doing that when we did it, like the fact that we would not get an opportunity to do another one this year, possibly, you know, even yeah. if we don't, now I don't think it'll matter as much, you know, just because you did that one last year. I think we can live off the ripples, if you like, from the splash that made then, you know. So just to, not so much a speed thing, but just to doing things, you know, there's no, I think I've thought this about my business, really. A lot of the stuff that I did that I've talked about to you guys after the Tour de Rescue, a lot of the stuff that I've done since then, if just like November, has had a massive impact on where I am now and how little in many ways I've been affected by the COVID stuff, you know. So yeah, getting shit done as always, guys, is a big thing, isn't it? So yeah, well done. Cool. Who's next? Carrie, do you want to go?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I literally had to take all of my stuff online as much as I could. So learn how to use like GoToMeeting and stuff and Zoom. I've also set a membership area up on my website. It is always in the pipeline eventually somewhere down the line, but I've been forced to do it. And actually I've learned loads doing that. Managing to build your own membership area, you know, membership area is quite, it's not easy. so it took a bit of time, but yeah, it looks really good. I'm dead pleased with it, dead happy with it. So yeah, everything's had to go that way. Trying to keep in touch with clients and stuff as well has been, doing touch points with them as much as I can to check they're doing all right. And it's been really nice. I was only saying yesterday that clients are actually contacting me quite a bit to check how I'm doing and if I'm okay, giving me a ring, dropping me an email. So it's been quite nice. It's been going both ways.
Yeah, really just make a difference. You find out, like I said to you guys, when all this kicked off, you know, the people who have done the best onboarding, have kept in contact with their clients the most between, you know, over the last 2 years or longer, you know, basically the more bits of paper that you've been sending to people in the post, you know, acknowledging how grateful you are for their service or bigging yourself up and this, that and the other, all this contributes to hope when we do come out of it, to you, your business carrying on, picking up almost where you left off, you know. And and yeah, I did that as well. So I was, funny enough, I sent a book and a card and a chocolate bar to my clients. And then the next day, this is just last week, one of my clients was out. She lives about a couple of miles up the road, but she was out with her dad and the pug. And they were walking across the road. So we had like a bit of a conversation across the garden. And the pug was waving. But it was just nice, you know. It was just nice to like reconnect. So it's nice to know that they are thinking about you as well, yeah. Brilliant, Carrie, brilliant. Anything long-term changed with you?
Yeah, I've managed to write 2 ebooks while we've been in lockdown. And what else have I done? Yeah, I've done loads of other stuff as well, but yeah, I managed to get those done, so I'm just finishing those off now. And yeah, going online, doing training on Facebook of all places, which I never expected to do, but actually getting them off there as well, and I'm doing webinars with those as well. So that's all new again. So that's the sort of routine I've had every day at the moment, a bit of exercise. Go teach everyone online and just do some live Facebooks to check all my puppies are doing all right as well.
Yeah, ace stuff. Brilliant, Carrie. Brilliant. Claire.
Can I just say, I'm going to have to do this.
I'll get Alex, a video guy, to cut this out. Don't worry.
I can see. Sorry.
Such a good word.
What?
It's such a good word.
It was brilliant. You've made it even better now. My plans. Well, a bit like the other guys, I've obviously gone completely online. I think one of the things that I was dead set on is because, but especially social media, it's such a busy place. I think immediately I was like, right, I need to be seen and I need to be creating something that's going to grab people's attention to get them in to help me to help them, basically. So that was probably one of the most immediate plan changes is being seen online. In terms of long-term plans, we spoke about it the other day, didn't we? I've almost like I've hashed out my next 3 months, going deeper into the niche that I want to go and work into, which is with my beloved German Shepherds. And I've almost, well, I've put together a draft plan for the next year. So I'm really having more time to plan stuff and start working towards things that I want to, not that I don't like working with barking dogs, but I want to go even more specific and make things even better for me and German Shepherd dog owners. So yeah, lots of planning time. And the weekly calls have been brilliant. I think they've given a really good, well, they always do anyway, but I think the more we chat, we have a laugh, we've got a support structure there. And more importantly, it keeps you on track, it keeps you on that plan of action track, where it's very easy to go down the rabbit hole in such a time. So yeah, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am. Sorry, my internet's slow, so I've had to turn the webcam off.
You go next then.
Fair enough. I just want to echo what Claire said there, that without your support and the support of all the Diamond members, I think I'd probably have had a very major wobbly at the start of this, but you were brilliant straight off the mark setting up the group, and our moving the calls to weekly has been a real lifeline, because we know that if we've got ideas and we've just got things we want to talk about or just want to chat and just basically get off this horrible treadmill that we feel we're on sometimes, it's great to have that. You know, really has been brilliant, Matt, and I want to thank you for that, which was fabulous. So I suppose in many ways what this has done for me is got me going quicker in a direction I wanted to go anyway, which is put more stuff online. And the next big step, which is part of my 1 year goal for this year, is to develop my business within a business, as we like to call it, which is about providing more support to other fledgling people who want to start in the dog business industry of some sort. So people like I started, really, because when I started I was a club dog trainer, just doing it for free, doing it voluntary, but got interested and wanted to know about how dogs ticked and what worked and what was good and what the evidence was behind things and how we could do things better and better. And I was lucky enough to find some mentors and help to do that, and I want to provide that to others. So that bit of the business, the providing support and mentoring and courses for people starting off in the dog world, I think I've got the opportunity to really use this time to think about that and get it going perhaps sooner than I otherwise would have. I'd always wanted to hand over a lot of the in-person stuff to my assistants anyway. That was planned for the end of the year. I suspect very strongly that as we come out of lockdown, it'll happen then. So it's helped in some ways because it's pushed it forward quicker than I otherwise probably would have got round to it. But I feel quite positive about that side because it's given me the chance. And funnily enough, my Facebook group, my free Facebook group, the Coronavirus Canine Challenge group, has been great because it's actually attracted a lot of dog professionals and people starting up in the dog world. So I've got, if you like, a ready-made audience. And that worked well for me when I did the puppy thing and picked up the puppy socialization. I got 56 people from that group straight onto the puppy socialization free webinar and course that I did. So I'm hoping I can do the same with this business within a business. Just got to sort of work out exactly the steps. There's still a few bits of work to do to it, but there's the stuff already there. I've got online courses ready. So yeah, being good.
Brilliant.
And just take this chance to say thank you to all the rest of the Platinum members, including Tim, who can't join us today, because it's just such a good group and such a supportive group. And thanks to everyone for your comments and emails and texts and messages and everything.
Marvellous. Yeah, no, I'd wholeheartedly concur with that as well, Carol. Yeah, interesting. Interesting, guys, how some of us have been busier than normal. Some of us like Katie is an example, you've had a lot of maintenance and stuff and you need to do with Dogwood and things like that you would have had to do anyway. So, but some of us haven't had that, but you've all kind of knuckled down and really got on with those things that, yeah, I think it's speeded a lot of stuff up. It certainly speeded a lot of stuff up for me as well, where even some ideas that I had for you guys, it kind of bubbling away at the back of my head. I was kind of, you know, getting a bit too excited sometimes in the calls, you know, and I know sometimes I slap you down a little bit too much with that, but it's just because I can see where you've gone and I can see where you've come from and I can see where you can go to, you know, and I'm just, yeah, so it certainly pushed me forward like that as well to say, look, like this is the time to do this, but you've all stepped up rather magnificently, really, it has to be said, yeah. And yeah, I have no doubt at all that everybody will come through this with a stronger business at the end of it, and it will be slightly different. It'll be a slightly different business, and ultimately, and you know, more immediately as we just come out of it, you know, no doubt we'll be earning a little bit less money from some of the places that we were before. But I think medium long term, there's massive opportunities for you to not just, you know, make more money. You know what I mean? Anybody can make more money, but it's like, you know, making a difference, restructuring, you know, building a business around the kind of life that you want to have, you know, and the kind of things that you want to do. So, yeah, but keep it up. Just as well we didn't have Tim here, really, because he would just fucking cock it all up, wouldn't he? I'm only joking, Tim, lad. I'm only joking. He knows I'm only kidding. but just very quickly, we'll go round again. Carol, Claire, Carrie, Katie. Quickly tell everybody where they can find out more about you or plug your books or whatever. Quick 10-second shout out for your stuff. Go.
Can't tell all my stuff in 10 seconds. Goodness me. But the website is downdog.co.uk, and that has all the details of online classes and our online offerings, as well as a whole load of free stuff. Then my books. I've got 4 books out on Amazon. If you search for the Doggy Doctor series, you'll find all 4 books, and they're available in Kindle and paperback. Puppies and problem pooches and all sorts on there, including the how to help your puppy during lockdown, how to socialise your puppy during lockdown, the latest one. I've also got the Facebook Coronavirus Canine Challenge, which will go on throughout. I've decided I'm going to continue that on free group. You can join it throughout lockdown. I'd love another 50 members so we can pass the 1,000 barrier. So you never know, might get a few from this. That would be good. That's me.
Cool, Claire.
Fab. Probably the best 2 places to find me. First is the website, which is www.3sts.co.uk. The books are on there, the courses are on there, but also I run my own podcast show. That's called You Be Barking Mad Not To. And that, in a nutshell, is under 20 seconds. Doo-doop.
pressure.
Well, yeah, best place to find me is my website. Simple and easy as that. So it's www.carriescanines.co.uk.
Awesome. And people can find out about your online stuff and that as well there, can they?
Yeah, all my online stuff and everything's there. My ebooks will be on there as well.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you, Carrie. Katie?
www.dogwoodadventureplay.com. All my stuff's on there. New courses starting on the 4th of May.
And Abby Dorsey, brilliant. Excellent, guys. Well, this has been swell, hasn't it? I think it's been great for people to catch up and see what's going on, because without a doubt, you know, everyone felt like shit when it first happened, and we've all felt like shit a number of times since then. But, you know, we've all had wobbles but you know, we're all cracking on. And when you're an entrepreneur and a business owner, this is kind of like what you have to do, you know. You have to I'm not gonna say it. You have to adapt.
Go on.
You have to adapt and
give the impression.
You do, it's true, you know, you have to adapt. And I mentioned this on the live, I think, that I did in my challenge group yesterday. Like, this is kind of like what you should be doing anyway, really, you know? And then this is kind of where you guys have been going anyway, you know? All this COVID stuff, it just kind of speeded a lot of it up for you. But, you know, people know my business story. If they don't worry, I'm not going to tell you it now. But like, you know, I've done lots of different things, you know, and some of them worked, some of them haven't, some of them have been tremendously successful, some of them have been complete and utter failures. But like, this has come from wanting to, you know, constantly find this new business within the business and stuff. So yeah, you guys are well on the way to do that. If anybody would like my personal help to get them through this lockdown and come out the other side with your business fixed, then you can enroll in my brand new program, which I've just launched, and it is available to sign up for a special launch price just for the rest of this week at growyourpetbusinessfast.com/petbizplan. So yeah, that's kind of builds on the stuff that some of the stuff that we've been working on, some of the stuff that we've I've been given to the PBIC Gold members, and some of the stuff that I've been doing in the 14-day challenge too. So if you've been a bit curious, if you're sitting at home a bit lost and confused about where to go with your pet business now, then check out that URL and grab a place on the program. But brilliant, guys, I've really enjoyed this. I'll be seeing you Friday for bingo, diamond bingo. In fact, I've got a new thing for us this week.
Ooh.
Shall remain. What fucking hell, don't sound so excited, please.
Why are we all cautious?
I'm gonna, it's not strip poker, don't worry. oh well, it wasn't gonna be anyway. You'll have to you guys will have to
come in.
Yeah, Carol, you're fine. Brilliant. But I reserve the right to maintain a hat at all times. Brilliant. So that's it from me. That's it from these guys. You stay safe and we'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.